the denser regions of space are where the scientific action is. That the study of galaxies, stars, and nebulae would be the most informative. And we might think that interstellar space would be a comparative snooze. But there's a lot about so-called empty space that's fascinating too. Vera Rubin realized all the mass in the galaxy can't account for its rotation. There must be many times more mass to achieve sufficient gravitation. Which means most of the matter in the cosmos is of a type we can't perceive. Dark matter is the name we give to this cosmic mystery. Interstellar space is as cold as anything can be. But space is slightly warmer than absolute zero by 2.7 degrees because of cosmic microwave background radiation left over from the Big Bang, with patterns that can show us how the early universe was arranged. We might also find super high energy particles called cosmic rays, released from stars and supernovae, perhaps beyond the Milky Way. And we might find massless bodies such as photons zipping through interstellar space. With light, X-rays, and gamma rays, it can be quite a busy place.
Because space isn't empty.
Fluctuations in what we think is empty space, where a particle will appear along with its antiparticle mate. Existing only for a moment, they annihilate and then are gone. The uncertainty principle predicts this strange phenomenon.